Yazid said to Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam, "Tell me the three needs for fulfilling which I have promised." Imam Sajjad alayhi salam said, "First, show me the head of my father, so that I may look at him and bid him goodbye. Second, whatever has been looted from us should be returned. And third, if you intend to kill me, then ask someone to accompany these women and to take them to the city of their grandfather." This pitiful Yazid said, "You will never see the face of your father. I put off the thought of killing you, and none except you will take the women to Medina. I am prepared to give the value of the property seized from you plus equal to it as a fine." Imam alayhi salam said, "I do not want your money. It is important only in your eyes. I demanded only what has been looted from us, because it included things knitted by Fatima, daughter of the Holy Prophet, and also the veil, the shirt, and the manacle spun by her." Yazid ordered that the property snatched from the Ahlul Bayt be returned to them, plus dinars to Imam Sajjad. Imam distributed the money among the poor. Thereafter, Yazid ordered that the prisoners should return to Medina from Syria. It is narrated that the holy head of Imam Husayn alayhi salam was sent back to Karbala, where it was buried with his body. The Imamiyya group acts according to this narration. There are other narrations too besides the one mentioned by us above, which we ignore because we have decided to write this book in brief. The narrator says, "When the women and family members of Husayn alayhi salam returned from Syria and reached Iraq, they asked the guide to lead them via Karbala. When the holy family reached the grave of Imam Husayn alayhi salam, Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari and a group of Bani Hashim men learned from them that they had come to visit the holy place. All of them began to recite the morning poems together in an extremely sore tone. Women of that area also joined them. They stayed there for some days." It is narrated from Abi Janab Kalabi that plasterers narrated to him, "We went to the place where Imam Husayn alayhi salam was slaughtered and heard the mourning of jinns who were reciting. The messenger used to put his hand on his forehead. Verily his face was radiant. His parents were from the high class of the Quraysh, and his grandfather was the best grandfather." The narrator says, "Then Ahlul Bayt left Karbala for Medina." Bashir ibn Jazlan says, "Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam got down near Medina and erected the tents and said, 'O Bashir, your father, may Allah have mercy on him, was a poet. Are you also able to recite poetry?' I said, 'Yes, O son of the Holy Prophet, I am also a poet.'" Imam alayhi salam said, "Go to Medina and announce the martyrdom of Abu Abdullah alayhi salam." Bashir says, "I rode a horse and rushed to enter Medina. When I reached the mosque of the Holy Prophet, I raised my weeping voice and recited, 'O people of Medina, Medina is no more your place. Husayn has been killed, making me weep all the time. His bleeding body was left in Karbala,
and his holy head was moved from place to place on his spear.
Thereafter I said,
Here is Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam, who has come to you near Medina with his aunts and sisters, and I am his messenger informing you of their arrival.
The narrator says, All the ladies and veiled women came out with unveiled faces and bare heads, and they scratched their faces and slapped their cheeks and wept loudly in mourning. After the death of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, I had not seen so much weeping and mourning of men and women in the Muslim society. I saw a girl who was mourning on Husayn alayhi salam, reciting,
The messenger of doom gave the news of death of my leader that was so painful that it made me sick. Oh my eyes, pour out all your tears incessantly. This mourning is for the dear one whose prayer made the throne tremble. Now the honor and the greatness of religion has been badly damaged. Go on weeping for the son of the messenger and the son of his heir, even though he was very far from us.
Then she told me, O messenger of doom, you have renewed our grief by the news of martyrdom of Abi Abdullah alayhi salam. You have applied salt on the wounds which were not yet healed. May Allah have mercy on you. Who are you? I told her, I am Bashir ibn Jazlam. My master Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam has sent me, and he is at such and such place with his family members. He says, People left me alone and rushed to the outskirts of Medina. I drove my horse after them to reach them. I saw that people had jammed the road and surroundings. So I dismounted and went on foot to reach the entrance of the tent. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam was till then in the tent. Then he came out with a handkerchief in hand, wiping his tears with it. A servant holding a chair was also behind him. He placed the chair on ground, and Imam sat on it. He was not able to prevent tears rolling from his holy eyes. The voice of weeping of men and women rent the whole atmosphere. Everyone from every side was consoling the Imam. It seemed that plot of earth had turned into a mourning tent. Imam signaled with his holy hand for silence. All of them stopped weeping. Then Imam Sajjad alayhi salam said, All praise is for Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the most merciful and the most beneficent. Allah is the master of the day of judgment. He is the creator of all creatures, the one who is so far that his height surpasses the highest skies, and he is also so near that even the noise of humming bee is not inaudible to him. We praise him over great affairs, and over tragedies of time, and over bitterness of scaldings, and over crushing difficulties and hardships. O people, praise is for Allah. We have been affected by great hardship and a split in Islam. They have martyred Abi Abdullah alayhi salam and his household and companion, and imprisoned their wives and daughters. They have carried his holy head on a spear from place to place,
and so this is a calamity unparalleled. All people, now who among you can ever be joyful after this, or who is able to stop tears rolling from the eye, and who will be stingy in weeping? Truly, the seven heavens wept over his martyrdom. The oceans threw the noise of their waves, and sky with its pillars, and the earth with its tracts, and the trees with their branches, and the fish in the depth of seas, and all the angels of Allah, and all in the heavens became tearful. O people, which heart is so hard that has not broken by his martyrdom, and which soul has not inclined towards him, and which ear has not deafened after hearing this blow on Islam? O people, we got up in the morning in such a condition that we were expelled and scattered and driven off away from cities and villages as if we were slaves. And all this without any fault or mistake or any harm to Islam on our part. We have not heard such a thing in our predecessors. By Allah, even if the Holy Prophet had ever declared war instead of recommendation, our state would not have been worse than what we have faced till now. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We forward our complaint to Allah over such a terrible calamity, so troublesome, so cruel. Verily, He is mighty and powerful to take revenge.
The narrator says, Sohan ibn Sa'asat ibn Sohan, who was bedridden and paralyzed, apologized before Imam for his inability in being present at Karbala. Imam accepted his excuse and thanked him for his good intention and prayed in for his father. The editor and compiler of this book, Ali ibn Musa ibn Ja'far bin Muhammad bin Tawus, says, Thereafter, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam marched towards Medina with his household and looked at the homes of his own people. He realized that they could not hide their feelings and hence were mourning and expressing grief over the loss of their men and sympathizers and helpers. They wept just like a woman who has lost her child, and they cried in grief and said, O people, assist me in mourning and help me in these terrible calamities, because those people for whom I am weeping were such that my heart goes out for their high moral virtues. They continue to come to my mind day and night. They are lights in my dark environment. They are my pride, strength, and success. How often their honor dispelled the clouds of horror from me, and how often their generosity made strong the foundation for my honor. How many are the nights in the latter half of which my ears used to hear their soul-stirring supplications which enriched me with their secrets. How nice were the days when they enlivened and beautified my house by their gatherings, made fragrant my nature and removed my misfortune by their auspiciousness. How many saplings of good character did they implant for me and safeguarded my place from awful events. How many nights which I wholly passed in their service, while I used to take pride over mansions overtaken by joy and happiness. Hence, destiny targeted me and time envied me. Those dear ones have been hit by the arrows of enmity when they came amidst them like aliens. With the cutting off the fingers of those dear ones, virtues have been discarded. With the disappearance of their radiant faces, heights have fallen down.
with the dissection of their organs, merits have fallen down, and so for God's sake, respect his blood which has been shed in those battles and as a result of which downed his flesh. If I have missed the assistance of the wise, if the unwise have left me to myself, then I do have good luck in the forgotten traditions. So they may weep like me, whereby their grief and sorrow will be like my own grief and sorrow. So if you can hear how the prayers, so to say, are mourning them, and how many hermits are weeping over them, indeed, by hearing it, has made you full of grief. So take your shortcoming in this matter as forgiven. But if you have seen my pain and the emptiness of my gatherings, if you are seeing what pains even a patient heart, and has overwhelmed the souls with sorrow, those who have envied me and abused me and have oppressed me, alas, how earnestly they chose these abodes and the inns wherein they lodged and made them their land. Alas, I wish I had been a man who could have protected them from the swords and saved them from the hits of the spears and arrows. I wish I would have come between them and the cheap ones and would have warded off the missiles of the enemies from them. Beware. Now that I have missed the said obligatory cooperation, this place of bleeding bodies, capable of preserving the character of those dear ones from my calamities, security from the fright of separation. So alas and alas, if I become the place of the bodies of these brave and bountiful personalities, I will utilize all my talents to ensure their safety. I would fulfill the old vows of loyalty. I would fulfill my duties towards them, and with my strength protect them from any awful events, and like a loyal servant continue to serve them wholeheartedly and enthusiastically. By this, I would be embracing them and their spiritual insight illuminating the darkness within myself. In my eagerness to attain the said aspirations, I have warded all these things. The absence of my inhabitants have grieved me so much. I do not think that my condition will improve despite all this patience and forbearance, and hence I say, my hopes hang only on the promised day of resurrection. How nice is the poem of Ibn Qatta, when he passed by the said holy place, Karbala. I passed by the dwelling places of Ali Muhammad, and did not find them like other houses. May Allah not keep these houses and their inhabitants far off, though they are now vacant against my wish. Certainly those who killed the martyrs of Karbala from the progeny of Hashim were themselves disgraced. Those chiefs were sheltering others, but now they are in trouble and the trouble is very great. Did not you see that the sun has become sick and the cities are trembling for the death of Hussain alayhi salam? And now, O the one who hears, follow the path of the holders of the holy book in this calamity. It has come from our master Zayn al-Abidin alayhi salam, who is the master of forbearance, and he wept on this calamity very much and complained very much. It is narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that he said, truly, Imam Zayn al-Abidin alayhi salam wept over his father 40 years. He used to fast during the day and stand to worship during nights. When the servant brought to him food and water for the breaking of his fast, and would request him to eat, Imam alayhi salam would say, "They killed the son of the Holy Prophet when he was hungry. They killed the son of the Messenger when he was thirsty." He continued to repeat this complaint and went on weeping till his food became wet and mixed with his tears. Such was the state of Imam till his last breath. One of his servants said, "One day Imam went to the forest and I was following him. I found that he was prostrating, putting his head on a hard rock. I stood by him and heard the noise of his weeping and counted that he repeated these words in his prostration for 1,000 times. لا إله إلا الله حقا حقا لا إله إلا الله تعبدا ورقا لا إله إلا الله إيمانا وتصديقا." Then he raised his head from the ground when his face and beard had become wet with tears. I requested him, "O my master, has the time not yet come for your grief to end and your tears to stop?" He replied, "Woe unto you! Ya'qub ibn Ishaq ibn Ibrahim alayhi salam was a messenger, as well as the son of a messenger and the grandson of a messenger and a father of 12 sons. Allah Almighty kept one of his sons out of his sight. His hair became white due to grief and sorrow. His back also bent and he became blind because of constant weeping, though his son was alive. And I saw with my own eyes that my father, brothers and 17 members of my family were martyred. Then how will the grief in my heart end? And how can my tears cease to flow?" I cite the following prose while referring to them. "They ask me to discard that dress of grief and sorrow while it never turns old. There was a time when their nearness made us smile. Now their separation makes us weep. Those whose absence has made our days dark, while there was a time when our nights illuminated like days due to their presence.